Christie, Trump likely committed witness tampering, obstruction of justice. By Pam Key on September 19, 2023. Former Governor Chris Christie, RNJ, a candidate for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, said Tuesday on FNC's Your World that if an ABC News report on former President Donald Trump's assistant were accurate, it would be active witness tampering and an act of obstruction of justice. Anchor Neil Cavuto said, "Governor, we're just getting reports. This is one from ABC News. I'm sure you've heard concerning the classified documents that Donald Trump had in his possession and an assistant who told ABC News that Donald Trump would write to-do lists on some of these classified documents. Your thoughts?" Christie said, "Well, look, this just shows the level of disrespect he was shown for the documents that were created with American men and women in both the military and in our intelligence community, putting their lives on the line to get that information, so the president can be fully briefed." He continued, "But to me, Neil, and I've read that report, and the worst part of the report is not, believe it or not in my mind, that he did this on the back of classified documents. The worst is when he called that assistant when she was going to go before the grand jury and said, 'You don't know anything about my boxes of documents.'" Christie added, "I mean, that is active witness tampering. That's an act of obstruction of justice. I mean, so if she's telling the truth, then we have more evidence that will be presented at the time of trial, and this case will be tried. And this is the guy that we want to make our nominee? This is the person we think can beat Joe Biden? He's going to be spending most of March, all of March and most of April in a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., defending himself rather than being out on the trail, taking it to Joe Biden. We need to nominate someone whose full focus will be on taking it to Joe Biden and defeating him and restoring conservative Republican values to the White House and to governance in Washington." He concluded, "And this is just another example of the drip, drip, drip of information that's going to come out about irresponsible conduct by Donald Trump that's going to be used by Democrats and others to take him on if he were the nominee. We need to stop that now. Thank him for his service. Send him back to Mar-a-Lago and Bedminster and get a nominee who can win this race and beat Joe Biden." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.